I push it down, push it down. I'm the one for a good time call. Phone's blowing up, ring on my doorbell. I feel the love, feel the love.
'What's up? You're listening to Sleepless in Savannah, SCAD Radio's nighttime show. We have a new theme every week. This week's theme is songs with lyrics that are hard to understand. So what better song to start it with than Sia's hit from a few years ago, Chandelier? Now, throughout tonight's episode, I'm going to be reading off the lyrics that you may or may not have understood. In that particular song, you may have grabbed the chorus, "I'm gonna swing from the chandelier, I'm gonna live like tomorrow doesn't exist," but Sia can be tough to understand sometimes with the way she stretches out words. That song starts, and I quote, "Party girls don't get hurt, can't feel anything, when will I learn? I push it down, I'm the one for a good time call, phones blowing up, ringing my doorbell, I feel the love, feel the love." And the pre-chorus is 1 2 3 1 2 3 drink. The song is actually about the life of a party girl, so to say. Sia talks about her past drugs and alcohol addiction, and this really put her back on the map as like a solo artist. She was a big time producer for Rihanna and Katy Perry, but after Breathe Me, which came out in the mid 2000s, she wasn't really anywhere. and this was her huge comeback from the album 1000 Forms of Fear. This and Elastic Heart, another song that you can't really kind of tell what she's saying. But anyways, so yeah, stick around. You're listening to SCAD Radio. Tonight's episode, we got more songs with lyrics tough to understand.
Thank you. with your old lady at the tilt. I got a 90-day extension and I'm filled with guilt from things done and seen. Your water from a bottle, mine from a canteen. At night I hit a shot, swing for my life, sleep up. The cost of life seems to get cheaper. Out in the desert with a street sweeper. The war is over, so said the speaker. With the fight suit on, baby, to him I'm just a pawn. So he can advance. Remember when they used to dance? All I wanna do.
So that was a trio of difficult to interpret, but still very good songs. The first one was Idiotech by Radiohead. Now, Radiohead's lead singer, Tom York, he's always been known for his beautiful, murmuring falsetto voice. And on that particular song, Idiotech, from the album Kid A, it really is tough to tell what he's saying. At the beginning, he's asking, who's in the bunker? Who's in the bunker? Women and children first, and the children first, and the children. I'll laugh until my head comes off. I'll swallow until I burst. Which I did not pick that up the first few times I heard the song. The chorus is, here I'm allowed everything all of the time. And he repeats that again. That second song was Dirty Harry by the Gorillaz, everyone's favorite animated band. I think like the only big animated band, at least in America. From that monumental 2005 album, Demon Days. I got the lyrics right here. Now it starts off with a choir of school children. And they are saying, I need a gun to keep myself among. The poor people are burning in the sun, but they ain't got a chance. They ain't got a chance. I need a gun because all I do is dance. And that's what they say throughout. I need a gun to keep myself along. That spiel. Then the rapper who comes in. It's no one from the Gorillaz. It's a guy named Booty Brown, it seems, according to Genius, which is what I'm looking at right now. And he has a really long rap verse, which I'm not going to get into. But yeah, that's another song, which I did not really get what the choir kids were saying in that one. And the third song I played was Genesis by Grimes. I think that, it was either that or Oblivion. That basically was her breakout onto the indie electronic scene, I guess. Yeah, I guess she's electronic. But I love Grimes, but I will admit, there are times where I cannot understand a darn word she is saying, and that is certainly the case here. Raise your hand if you got her saying, my heart, I never be, I never see, I never know, oh, heart, and then it falls, and then I fall, and then I know. That's what she was saying at the beginning, and throughout, and then she says it, she repeats that again a bunch of times throughout the song. The refrain, home and I know, playing the deck above, it's always different, I'm the one in love. Now she, like Radiohead's Tom York, also has that murmuring voice, but she really was like resting her vocals when she recorded this song, it seems. Anyways, got more difficult to interpret songs coming up. I've got more lyrics to read for you. Stick around.
That's great. It starts with an earthquake. Birds and snakes and airplane. Lenny Bruce is not afraid. Yourself turn world, serve its own needs. Dummy, serve your own needs. Beat it up, an ox beat, grunt, no strength. The ladder starts to clatter with fear, fight down high. Fire and a fire representing seven games in a government for hire at a combat site. Left to us are coming in a hurry with the furies breathing down your neck. Team, my team, reporters, babble, Trump, tethered crop. Look at that, no plane, fine, then. Uh-oh, overflow, population, common poop, but it'll do. Save yourself, serve yourself, world, serve its own needs. Listen to your heart, bleed, dummy, with the rapture and the reverend. Right, you patriotic, patriotic, slam, fight, bright, light, feeling, pretty sight.
It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world as we know it. And I feel fine.
6 o'clock, TV hour, don't get caught in foreign towers. Slice and burn, return, listen to yourself, churn. Lock it in. Forming book, burning blood, letting every motive escalate. Automotive, incinerate. Light a candle, light a motive. Step down, watch it heal. Crush, crush, uh-oh, this means no fear. Cavalier, renegade, steer clear. A tournament, a tournament, a tournament of lies. Offer me solutions, offer me alternatives, and I decline.
I am the Eggman. They are the Eggman. I am the walrus. Cuckoo, cuckoo. I'll find stuff, I told you. Head down out of the dump. Keep your knife upon that because you can't do it.
Well then, welcome back. That was a interesting and loud ending. That first song I played there was REM's It's the End of the World as We Know It and I Feel Fine, a song I first heard in Independence Day at the beginning. And it's really just Michael Stipe ranting about random stuff. We didn't start the fire style, so to say. I think the only lines people know in this song is basically the chorus, it's the end of the world as we know it, and I feel fine, of course. But one of the verses, I will try my best to sing this. Hold up. He's actually saying in that second verse, 6 o'clock, TV hour, don't get caught in a foreign tower, slash and burn, return, listen to yourself churn, lock him in uniform, book burning, bloodletting, every motive escalate, automotive incinerate, light a candle, light a votive, step down, watch your heel, crush, crush, uh-oh. This means no fear, cavalier, renegade, and steering clear, a tournament of lies. Offer me solutions, offer me alternatives, and I decline. That was just one of the verses, by the way. And the verse after that, the third verse, he's just mountains sit in a line. Leonard Bernstein, Leonid Brezhnev, Lenny Bruce, and Lester Bangs, birthday party, cheesecake, jelly bean, boom. You symbiotic, patriotic, slam butt neck. I don't really get what that means. It did remind me of a show from our childhoods theme song. Obtuse, rubber goose, green moose, guava juice, giant snake, birthday cake, large fries, chocolate shake. If you got that reference, congratulations, you're probably about my age and you had an awesome childhood. For those of you who didn't, look up the Fairly Odd Parents theme song. And that second one I played was from the most famous band in history, the Beatles. That was I Am the Walrus from the, I believe, 1967 album Magical Mystery Tour. Now, this song was written by John to basically poke fun at Beatles fans who were looking way too into their music to try and find hidden things. Like, you know how there's theories, an urban legend that Paul McCartney, his bandmate, actually died and was replaced by an imposter, and they left hints on their records about it. Even on that same album, on Strawberry Fields Forever, at the end, as the song is fading out, John says, he claims he's saying cranberry sauce. He's like, cranberry sauce. But of course, all the conspiracy theorists thought he was saying, I buried Paul. But no, Paul McCartney is still alive and well today. He was not replaced with an imposter. Anyway, that's just one of the many urban legends surrounding Paul McCartney's death, quote-unquote. And that third song was kind of the one that inspired me to make this list, not gonna lie. Nirvana's 1991 classic, Territorial Pissings. So it starts off pretty nice. It's just the bassist, Chris Novoselic. He's just like, come on, people now, smile on your brother. Everybody get together, try to love one another right now. From an old song from the 60s, Get Together, known as Let's Get Together, by Chet Powers. And made famous by the Youngbloods, which was the band. And then Kurt just screams, pretty much, when I was an alien, cultures weren't opinions. And then the chorus is, gotta find a way, when I'm there, gotta find a better way, I'd better wait. You may have gotten that early on, but like towards the end of the song, when he's just screaming at the top of his lungs to the point where his throat just dies midway through the song, it gets kind of tough to tell what he's saying. Anyways, if you got more tunes, also stick around. I'm going to let you know what next week's theme is. And the next song, with hard lyrics to understand, from Eddie Vedder of Pearl Jam, it's Yellow Ledbetter. You're listening to Scat Radio. That first song was Yellow Ledbetter by Pearl Jam. Now, when this song started, I thought for sure he was saying on a ceiling, but he's actually saying unsealed, but for some reason he just added two more syllables to it. He starts off, unsealed on a porch, a letter sat, then you said, I want to leave it again. Once I saw her on a beach of weathered sand, and on the sand, I want to leave it again, yeah. On a weekend, want to wish it all away, and they called and I said that I want what I said, and then I call out again, and the reason ought to leave her calm, I know. I said, I don't know whether I'm the boxer or the bag. And the chorus goes, oh yeah, can you see them out on the porch? Yeah, but they don't wave. I see them round the front way, and I know, I don't want to stay. Make me cry. Now, genius tells me that Yellow Ledbetter is one of the most debated songs in Pearl Jam's catalog, and there are at least four prominent theories circulating to the origin of the song title alone, let alone the song. The thing with Pearl Jam, they're of course, they're excellent. I think, late 80s, early 90s was the key of their reign. I know the song Jeremy, which is hauntingly beautiful, if you know the story behind it. And even flow because it was on Guitar Hero 3. I feel like that's how most people my age know songs from the era. That second one was Come On Eileen, which is a one-hit wonder, I'm pretty sure. I don't know anything else from this artist. Dexy's Midnight Runners. And those lyrics go... Poor old Johnny Ray sounded sad upon the radio, moved a million hearts in mono, our mothers cried, sang along, who'd blame them? You've grown, so grown, now I must say, more than ever. And then the part which isn't even English. Tura-lura, tura-lura-ye. And we can sing just like our fathers. And then the banging chorus comes in, which y'all know the chorus. Come on, Eileen. Oh, I swear what he means. At this moment, you mean everything. You in that dress, my thoughts, I confess. Verge on dirty. Oh, come on, Eileen. But that's another song where the singer just distorts their phonetics with the words, and it's basically impossible to understand. I don't get how anyone knew what they were saying before Genius existed, before the internet existed. This was back in the 80s. 82, that song came out. Anyways, next week's theme. So next week, as you all know, is Valentine's Day. Now, not having anything to do with my show, but SCAD Radio will be doing a special treat for Valentine's Day. We'll be posting it on all our social media and the Facebook group and on our YouTube channel. Hint, hint. But for this show, which will be the day before Valentine's Day, I was thinking of doing, of course, you know, good love songs, songs to make love to. Barry White, Boys to Men, Cherry Pie by Warren, if you want to go that route. But then I was thinking, you know, not everyone gets to have someone that they can spend Valentine's Day with. So what I'm doing instead is songs for those who are lonely and heartbroken on Valentine's Day. And your host may be in a different mood to match the tone of the tracks that he'll be playing next week, so stick around. Anyways, I've got a few more songs for you. Up next is Shaggy, It Wasn't Me.
Yo, man.
Yo.
Open up, man.
Yo, what do you want, man?
My girl just caught me.
You made her catch you?
I don't know how I let this happen.
But who?
The girl next door, you know?
Man.
I don't know what to do.
Say it wasn't you.
All right. Honey came in and she caught me red-handed, creepy with the girl next door. Picture this, we were both butt naked, banging on the bathroom door. How could I forget that I had given her an extra key? All this time she was standing there, she never took her eyes off me.
Access to your villa. Trespass on a weakness, all of your clean or your pillar. You better watch your back before she turn into a killer. Let's review the situation that you call the pinner. To be a true player, you have to know how to play. If she say a night, convince her say a day. Never admit to a word where she say. And if she claim her, you tell her, baby, no way.
But she caught me on the counter.
Wasn't me.
Saw me banging on the sofa.
Wasn't me.
I even had her in the shower.
Wasn't me.
She even caught me on camera.
Wasn't me.
She saw the marks on my shoulder.
Wasn't me.
Heard the words that I told her.
Wasn't me.
Heard the screams getting louder.
Wasn't me.
She stayed until it was over. Honey came in and she caught me red-handed, creepy with the girl next door. Picture this, we were both butt naked, banging on the bathroom floor. I had tried to keep her from what she was about to see. Why should she believe me when I told her it wasn't me?
She knows she don't, she really not a right vivix. I never used to see her make the jigger low flex. As somebody else, she favor you in the complex.
Seeing is believing, so you better change your specs. You know she have a bring a whole lot of things from the past. All the little evidence, you better know for mass. Quick for your answer, no off it up. But if she back a gun, you know you better run fast.
But she caught me on the counter.
Wasn't me.
Saw me banging on the sofa.
Wasn't me.
I even had her in the shower.
Wasn't me.
She even caught me on camera.
Wasn't me.
She saw the marks on my shoulder.
Wasn't me.
Heard the words that I told her.
Wasn't me.
Heard the screams getting louder.
Wasn't me.
She stayed until it was over. Honey came in and she caught me red-handed, creepy with the girl next door. Picture this, we were both butt naked, banging on the bathroom floor.
How could I forget that I had given her an extra key? All this time she was standing there, she never took her eyes off me.
Wanna tell her that I'm sorry for the pain that I've caused. I've been listening to your reason, it makes no sense at all. Need to tell her that I'm sorry for the pain that I've caused. You may think that you're a player, but you're completely lost. It's passing. Honey came in and she got me red-handed, creeping with the girl next door. Picture this, we were both butt naked, banging on the bed.
So with that first song, It Wasn't Me, it starts off very understandable. They feature Richard Doucette. It basically tells a story of how his girl caught him, and Shaggy, who's like his bro, who's his mentor in this case, you could argue, then dives in, and Shaggy, of course, known for his very heavy Jamaican accent, says, "How ye fee give your woman access to your villa, trespass and to witness all the hackling on the pillow. You better watch your back before she turn to a killer. Best review the situation that you caught up in a. To be a true player, you've got to know how to play. If she say a night, convince her say a day." I like that line. "Never admit to a word that you say. And if she claim a ye, tell her, baby, no way." And that was just the first verse from Shaggy. Now I'm going to skip to the second song, Chocolate, right before I cut off. It's almost 9 o'clock. That was 1975's breakout song, Chocolate, from their debut album of the same name. Named after the band, I mean. And the lyrics are, "Call it a split, because you know that you will. You bite your friends like chocolate." These are the opening lines. "You say we go where nobody knows. Got guns hidden under our petticoats. No, we're never.